Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Former CNN journalist Don Lemon has pleaded not guilty to federal charges stemming from an ICE protest at a Twin Cities church last month. Prosecutors say Lemon and Minnesota activist Nikema Levy Armstrong violated the FACE Act, which protects access to houses of worship. Their court appearances come as White House border official Tom Homan announces the wind-down of Operation Metro Surge, an immigration crackdown linked to thousands of arrests and two deaths in Minneapolis. Weapons screening is now in place at the state capitol. The Department of Public Safety unveiled the new equipment this afternoon. State Patrol Colonel Christina Bogoyevich talks about what happens if you show up with a gun and your valid permit.
The only thing different for them, again, is when they come through that screening point. Declaring that they have a permit, they'll still walk through the screening equipment. They'll talk with a trooper briefly to verify that permit and to verify their government-issued ID, and they'll move into the Capitol, and there should be no change in their visit to the Capitol building.
Weapons screening will begin Tuesday on the first day of the legislative session at four public entrances to the Capitol building. Minnesota courthouses are hosting free Valentine's Day weddings today because the holiday falls on a Saturday this year. Kim Pletica of the Minnesota Judicial Branch says these are special ceremonies.
Courts really try hard to accommodate couples because they want this to be a beautiful, memorable day for them. And if you look at some of our pictures online, you'll see that the courthouses may have fresh flowers. Many of them have balloons. They do set them up to be very beautiful for these Valentine's Day weddings.
She says the judges love doing weddings and getting a break from their criminal trials and cases. And winter is a tough time for blood donations, but there's even more need after recent storms canceled blood drives across the country. Kyle Kriegel is an executive director with the American Red Cross and stresses the importance of donating.
You know, blood is so critical, especially for, we have disasters that happen. It could be a car accident. It could be, surgeries in the hospital. And so having that blood supply is just so critical for us.
Visit redcrossblood.org for more information and to schedule a donation. In other headlines, Democratic U.S. Representative Kelly Morrison confronted Secretary of Veterans Affairs Doug Collins this week about his statements to X blaming Alex Pretty's killing on state and local officials' refusal to cooperate with the federal government. Morrison, a member of the House VA committee, asked Collins to retract or correct his statement.
Please help me understand your official statement. What evidence do you have to blame the violent death of one of your employees on state and local officials? Do you have any evidence?
I have stated my statement on Alex Pretty, and I'm not going in. I mean, there's nothing else for me to say.
Do you retract part of your original statement?
Ask and answer.
Morrison also asked Collins about his statements in May that no VA staff caring for vets would be fired. She says a spokesperson for the VA confirmed planned cuts to 25,000 unfilled positions. And the U.S. women's curling team is celebrating its first ever Olympic win over Canada, edging them 9-8 to the 10th end today in Italy. Team USA includes multiple Minnesota natives, including sisters Tabitha and Tara Peterson, Taylor Anderson Heidi, Corey Tesey, and alternate Aylin Givens. This is MNN.